The God Hour, Part 2. God Himself will quench your God-eagerness thirst at His choice hour. Sri Chinmoy. There is a God Hour that inspires us to meditate. Call has come. And another God Hour to yield the fruits of our meditation. Meditation is the response to one God hour, the call to the spiritual life, and the preparation for another God hour, the moment of our God realization. As our meditation deepens and expands, we awake into the discovery of our spiritual life as one continuous, glorious, ever-blossoming God hour. The farmer ploughs the field, sows the seed, and tends the crop. This is all necessary preparation, and yet not sufficient to yield a harvest. The crop must be allowed to grow, all in good time. Nature must be allowed to take its course. The farmer can and must wish, pray, and prepare for the result, but also has to wait for as long as it takes. Similarly, we must throw ourselves into our prayer, meditation, and spiritual practice unreservedly and unconditionally with our all-encompassing love, soul's yearning, unwavering discipline, burning aspiration, and wholehearted dedication. And await the results for as long as it takes. Our perfect God hour has two parents, intense eagerness and limitless patience. Our perfect God hour has two children, resolute faith and cheerful surrender. Our best meditation has the same two parents and the same two children, intense eagerness, limitless patience, resolute faith, and cheerful surrender. Our best meditation and our perfect God hour are one. From within, the God hour inspires our meditation. From within, our meditation reveals the God hour. Through our meditation, from within, we grow into and become the living, breathing, manifesting, and transcending God hour without. The God hour is God's magic wand and victory banner. The flow of God's grace, the breath of God's compassion, the radiance of God's love, God as love, the God love.